Hello, fellow rebel capitalists. Hope you're well. Got a story out. Joe Biden, I think, is going to move in the direction of price controls going into 2022. You can kind of see it brewing, this narrative in the political sphere, that these high prices are due to those greedy capitalists, and we need to punish them. We need to cap their ability to increase their prices for the greater good, because price controls, as we know from economic history, have always worked extremely, extremely well. Just go back to the 1970s there. What do we get from price controls? You guys know that. We get shortages. That's what we get from price controls. So the key is to get the government out of the picture, let prices do what they will. If you had a free market, the cure for high prices are actually higher prices, and you'll get more producers producing more stuff. That'll bring the price down. You get an equilibrium. Instead, the economic retard named Joe Biden, and I'll put his whole entire administration, I'll put the central planners at the Federal Reserve, I'll put the global elite, I'll throw them all into that bucket, and a lot of the Republicans as well. And I'll throw Trump in there. They're all just peas in a pod, but they just don't understand economic reality. And they think that these prices just can be micromanaged. And the only reason that we would have high prices is because these producers are just greedy, and they're just illegally screwing the average Joe and average Jane. And of course, it's because of the government intervention distorting the economy, creating a misallocation of resources and malinvestment. But let's get into the article. Actually, before we do, I want to thank this person that gave me this t-shirt out on the RV tour. I tested positive for freedom. Gotta love it. I had to wear that shirt today. And I want to encourage all of you to go grab your tickets for Rebel Capitalist Live, because we're going to be talking more about freedom, liberty, and free market capitalism there. Is a group of rebel capitalists that include Ron Paul, G. Edward Griffin, Chris Cole, Lynn Alden, Robert Kiyosaki, Richard Werner, Mark Moss, Lynette Zhang, just to name a few. Excuse me, guys. So check it out at rebelcapitalistlive.com. But let's get into this article. And it's just fascinating that we see history repeating itself, although the negative effects of price controls have been seen just over and over and over again. And you know, this is one thing in economics that really all Keynesians, monetarists, Austrians can agree on. Even the Krugman types admit that price controls, bad idea. But yet the politicians always go back to the same well, because, well, why? Because they don't care about prices. They don't care about society. They don't care about you. They only care about getting reelected. And therefore, they have to try to convince you that they're actually doing something to fix the problem, even if that doing something is making the problem far worse. So the title of this article is Illegal Conduct, the Reason for Rising Gas Prices. Biden urges regulators to find out. And this is just the same nonsense that we've seen over and over and over again from politicians. Whenever they do something, they cause inflation, or their policies are causing inflation. They always look for a boogeyman. It's, oh, well, those Chinese, or it's the speculators, or it's the greedy capitalists, or it's price gouging. They've got to be doing something illegal. It's never, ever, ever, hey, you know what? I printed $5 trillion in 2020, or I spent $5 trillion that we did not take out of the economy. In other words, deficit spending monetized by the Fed. And therefore, the amount of dollars in the checking deposits of Americans in aggregate total went from 1.2 trillion up to 3.6. And oh yeah, by the way, I locked everyone in a cage. Oh yeah, by the way, I forced small and mid-sized businesses to lock their doors. They couldn't open. Therefore, many of them went bust. Oh, yeah. By the way, I'm pushing this ESG movement. So there's almost zero capital going in to create more fossil fuels, such as oil, such as coal, such as things that go to produce gasoline. Therefore, they're just completely shocked when they see prices go up, when in reality, it's these economic distortions that they themselves created. But my point there is, even though the arsonist is the firefighter, they always try to find some sort of boogeyman to this smoke and mirrors to really redirect you. Don't look over here. Just, oh, look over here. Look over here. Look over here at all these greedy capitalists. But don't look over here when the arsonist is literally throwing more gas onto the fire. That's how this works. So, Washington, President Joe Biden on Wednesday called for federal regulators to investigate whether oil and gas companies are engaging in illegal conduct. Meanwhile, Joe Biden is pushing something called a mandate that is, and he's pushing that through OSHA. Why can't he do it directly? Because it would be illegal. So let's just say that he's in violation of the spirit of the law, to say the least. And I could go on and on and on. It's not just Biden. It's all these recent presidents with their executive orders trying to rule by decree instead of the actual process of checks and balances that we have set up here in the United States. Biden, facing increasing pressure politically as inflation has soared to 31-year high, requested the probe in a letter to Federal Trade Commission Chair Lynn Kahn. And again, this is just publicity. This is just theatrics. He knows darn well that this isn't due to illegal activity or anything nefarious. It's just due to his own illegal policies, or at the very least, policies that are a violation of the Constitution. The bottom line, gas prices at the pump remain high, even though oil and gas company costs are declining. See, this is the extent to which a politician understands economics. That this is their maximum level of intelligence, or their maximum level of comprehension. That they just see costs going down and prices going up. Therefore, boy, there's no way there's any other variables in this equation. Therefore, those guys must be bad. It's basically looking at economics through the lens of a third grader, which for most politicians, I think even that is stretching the capacity of their intelligence. So the Federal Trade Commission has authority to consider whether illegal conduct is costing families at the pump. Jeez, incredible. What's costing families at the pump and at the grocery store and putting a roof over their head has nothing to do with nefarious activities from the private sector or the entrepreneur, i.e. the job creator, the person that's actually producing. It's the central planners restricting the producers. It's the central planners taking hundreds of thousands of small businesses and making them go bust. It's by the central planners locking you in a cage and creating this incentive structure where we have the hugest, most gigantic labor shortage in human history. That's what's costing families. So it talks about how much gas prices have gone up. Many places, they're at all-time highs. I know in California, they're almost at $5 a gallon. That's a staggering number.
This podcast is brought to you by Rebel Capitalist Pro, the best online investing research. I have teamed up with Chris McIntosh and Lynn Alden, two of the best in the business, to create Rebel Capitalist Pro and give you the tools you need to build wealth and thrive in this crazy world of economic insanity. Rebel Capitalist Pro is jam-packed with Chris and Lynn's incredible research. We have live stream Q&As where you can ask your questions directly to Chris, Lynn, and myself. And the best of all, there's an online member forum which allows you to network, learn, and explore ideas with like-minded individuals. What are you waiting for? Check out Rebel Capitalist Pro right now at georgegammon.com gammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. Take action today and do something your future self will thank you for.
And here again, he talks about this unexplained large gap. It's because, yes, Biden, it's unexplained. If you have the intellectual capacity of a five-year-old, then it is unexplained. If you have any common sense, if you're just of reasonable intelligence, then you know that, hey, maybe the devil's in the details. Maybe there's some nuance here that we're not understanding. And maybe we should talk to someone that's an expert to find out if there is some component, some catalyst that may not be obvious on the surface. And then he talks about how the oil companies are making all this money. They're engaged in billions of dollars. They're getting billions of dollars of profit, stock buybacks and dividends this year. Yeah, dividends. Where are those dividends going to, by the way? Those are going to the teachers. Those are going to the police officers. Those are going to the firefighter unions that own the shares of these companies. I want to get off on a tangent, but that's the bottom line. Okay, he just elaborates on how he thinks this is illegal, of course, because he can't be the person that's causing this, or these central planners can't be causing this problem. And, you know, it's the same excuse over and over and over and over and over again, that the playbook for these politicians hasn't changed. All you have to do is study a little bit of history, and you know exactly how they're going to respond to every single quote-unquote crisis. And that's why I use the title I did in this video, because I do believe that we'll see price controls in 2022 or maybe 2023. There's no certainties, but there are only probabilities. But I would say the probability is probably 60 or 70% that we see price controls. Why? I'm not any type of predictive genius. I just know that when prices get out of hand, what do the central planners do? They just take the simplest, most expedient plan of attack to where they think they can get reelected, even if it makes the problem worse, and that's usually price controls. And it will make the problem worse because that'll just increase the shortages. So even if the prices don't increase, you'll have to wait in line for 4 hours just to get gas in your car. So at really any level, you still will be paying the price, whether it's through higher, by spending more money or by a waste of your time and sitting in line to buy the gas in the first place. But Frank Macchiarola, I'm sure I'm mispronouncing that, so we'll call him Frank, the group's senior advisor of policy, economics, and regulatory affairs, calls Biden's push for a probe a distraction from the ongoing market shift and ill-advised government decisions. I like this guy already. Sounds like he's talking some sense. He claimed are exacerbating the situation. Frank said the higher gas prices are caused by increasing demand for gasoline outpacing supply as the economic rebounds from the economy rebounds from the cerveza sickness. Okay, so this makes more sense. It's a supply and demand issue. It's not just some greedy gas station owners that are twirling their mustaches and trying to get back at Biden for creating this amazing economy. So he says this further impacts the imbalance. He added, our moves from the administration to restrict access to fossil fuels. There you go. Straightforward. It's amazing that these central planners, they sit there and say, okay, we don't want you spending any more money in the exploration or creation of more supply of X, Y, and Z. And they sit there and scratch their head and wonder why the price of X, Y, Z goes up in the future. He says, rather than launching investigations on markets that are regulated and closely monitored on a daily basis or pleading with OPEC to increase supply. Yeah, remember that when Biden went out the other day, he basically gets on his hands and knees and just begs OPEC to produce more oil. This is the person that's in favor of the Green New Deal. As if OPEC produces the oil, it doesn't damage the economy. But if we do, heaven forbid. Says we should, and this goes back to Frank here, we should be encouraging the safe and responsible development of American-made oil and natural gas. You'd think. But hey, guys, let's put our investment hats on for a moment. If the global elite and if these central planners are going to continue to push this ESG movement, what's going to happen to commodity prices moving forward. What's going to happen to the price of coal? What's going to happen to the price of natural gas, oil, over the long run? I mean, in the next 3 months, 5 months, who knows? The price go up, down, up, down. But I'm talking over the next 10 years, where does the price go? Goes up. And here Biden tries to get around the law again. Ironic that he accuses other people of breaking the law. He accuses the actual individuals that are out there producing jobs, producing goods and services. He accuses them of breaking the law. But when it comes to mandates, he has to break the law by using OSHA. Or when it comes to the eviction moratorium, he has to break the law by using the CDC. And now he has to break the law again by using the FTC. I mean, it's just the pot calling the kettle black. Some experts expressed skepticism about the White House's latest move. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis for fuel savings app GasBuddy, said the higher prices reflect global markets, not price gouging. See, I think a lot of you are watching this and saying, yeah, I get it. Joe Biden lies all the time, and this is to be expected from the politicians. But I think we should take a step back and realize that if the politicians, if the central planners are lying about this, if they're lying about mandates, if they're lying about the Cerveza sickness, you have to understand, or you have to attach a higher probability of these individuals that are in power today, these global elite and the central planners, the useful idiots that are the politicians or the heads of these giant corporations like Benioff. You have to assume that if they show this lack of character over and over and over again, this lack of integrity, that moving forward, their intentions are most likely self-serving. And that's putting it mildly. To have someone of very low character, to have someone with absolutely no moral North Star, no ethical North Star whatsoever, to have this type of individuals or a group of these types of individuals, and then assume that what they will do in the future will be altruistic, I think is completely naive. And then this is more of the same. DeHaan accused White House of seemingly picking and choosing figures, arguing the price of oil has not been on a sustained decline long enough for gas prices or gas stations to reduce prices for consumers. Absolutely. So it just goes back to what this is smoke and mirrors nonsense. It's the politicians coming out, and instead of accepting blame for something they caused, they're trying to deflect the blame on to someone else in the private sector, and most likely making their lives more difficult, which is ironically going to increase prices because they're going to be able to produce less and less moving forward. It's just like the arsonist who started the fire is playing firefighter by taking gas and dumping it onto the fire and then trying to get you to believe that that's going to make the problem better, while at the same time blaming someone else who's actually trying to put out the fire. All right, want to remind you to check out rebelcapitalistlive.com. Live event, Houston, January 7th through the 9th. You guys got to make sure you get your tickets fast before they are sold out. I had so many people at the last one, the last few weeks, just texting me and DMing me and saying, George, do you have any more tickets? Do you have any more tickets? And I didn't. There was nothing I could do. We were at our capacity. So don't let that be you in the future. Get your tickets as soon as you can. But more importantly, as always, guys, make sure that you are standing up and fighting for freedom, liberty, and free market capitalism.